teachers or whatever.
She's, I don't think, like associated anymore, but I think this is a crazy thing to say. This is the smartest idea she's ever had.
Yeah, it because really is.
In 2009, doing a shoe/clothing subscription box is something that like became really popular like the late 2010s.
Yes. Okay. So a bunch of my girlfriends, this would have been like 2016, 2017, had other subscription boxes that you would get. I like FabFitFun and stuff like that.
Yes, FabFitFun. Nordstrom has like a box like that. There's Rent the Runway now. Like so many different things like that. And the fact that she partnered with businessmen in 2009 to do this, it's genius.
No, it's so smart. Especially with like subscription services, it's like people just like forget or it's too much work to cancel. So it's like and once they're in the door, they're like in the door. And now we have a subscription for anything you can get.
Literally everything.
Alcohol, food, chocolate, like coffee beans, like whatever. I think shoes is kind of a hard sell because I'm like, do I need a new pair of shoes every single year or month? But like them pivoting to something like apparel or handbags or even beauty products, it's really, really smart.
Yeah, I don't know. I was doing research on this and I was floored because it technically still does exist now, which would be like their longest standing business venture out of any of them.
Yep.
And just coming up with that idea, now knowing that these kind of services are so prevalent in today's society, looking back, it's so smart.
I know. And they don't get enough credit. I'm just like hyping them up. But like, okay, we go from like the peak to the fucking pits of hell. Because the next one is the Kardashian card, which I'm going to have to post pictures on my Instagram because it's so fucking funny. But in 2010, they launched a prepaid debit card with MasterCard that has like tons of fees. Like it was a $99 yearly fee. I was like, I don't even pay that much for my MasterCard yearly fee. And it was obviously preying on a lot of teens and young people to get this type of prepaid debit card. And it's like every time you purchase something, it was like $2. If you tried to transfer money, it was $5. Yeah. It was so bad. The card though, and the campaign, cute.
I like, of course, like looking back, this is ridiculous. It's amazing because it's so funny. Like to me, this is campy.
Of course
they're scamming people, but the fact that they were able to like get Kim Kardashian's face on a MasterCard and that you could buy it is an amazing idea, because this was like at the height of them like really coming into this like stardom, and they had so many teen fans that literally don't know how credit and debit cards work.
Yes.
So their parents are like giving them this $100 card just to like activate it and have it, and then putting money, like losing money on it, because every time you swipe it, it costs money. Every time you try to take money out of ATM, it costs extra money. Service fees, transaction fees were all like percentages higher than any other card that kind of existed. But it was adorable.
It was so cute.
When I was doing research, the site still exists today. Yes! Someone bought the URL just to post like the history of it.
Yeah.
Like that just adds to this entire experience of like, it's like the original marketing photos are in it. It's so funny.
Yeah, you're right. Some petty Betty out there took like the KardashianCard.com card with a K. And they put, like, for prosperity, they put all of the details. And so when I was doing research as well, I clicked on it. I was like, oh, like, it's wild that this website still exists.
That's all I thought.
Yes. And then you, like, get to the bottom after reading everything. And it's like, this is not affiliated with the family. I needed to make sure that this information still exists, which is so funny. I think also, yes, it's campy, it's dumb for consumers, but kind of smart for in a business sense, because I also think that this 2010 era was very much like, it was Legally Blonde. It was The Click. It was
yes.
Confessions of a Shopaholic and stuff like that. And I was like, I would have got this if I was like, if no, I was a little bit younger at the time.
Also, it's just funny because like, had they not like gotten sued, I think it would have been, I would have maybe put it in the win column. Because they like sometimes they scam people and I'm like, come on, you guys have enough money to at least make it a little more creative.
Yeah.
That was creative.
Yes, yes, absolutely. So yes, they got sued for damages by MasterCard for breaking their contract and ruining the potential success of the card. The judge dismissed the lawsuit and awarded the Kardashians $7,000 in attorney fees because you're right. Basically, immediately as this launched, there was so many like Forbes and like just so many.
Yeah, everyone was just like, come on.
Yeah.
So I understand why I got thrown out. I'm kind of confused as to why they got sued in the first place, because MasterCard would have known that like this card was not going to go really anywhere, because within weeks of it launching, there were millions of articles online basically saying like, this is a fraud. Do not buy it. It's targeting teenagers and making them pretty much lose their parents' money.
Yeah, yeah, totally. Yeah, I'm interested or like it's to hear what happened. And also I was thinking like, could they have still made it work if they just like lowered some of the fees and like weren't so predatory? Like,
that's what I was thinking.
They didn't even try to change it.
No, they just kind of like abandoned it.
Yeah, 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 which is really, really interesting. If anybody listening had this card, please message us. Like,
oh my God, yes. If you had this card, like, I need to know with the ins and outs of it. And honestly, if for some reason you still have it in 2024, like, I'm sure you could sell it on eBay for $300 and I would buy it.
Yes, like, literally, I might buy it. I was thinking, you know how you can on your credit cards print, like, custom pictures? I was like, literally the other day when I was writing this out, I was like, should I literally just custom print my own one? Like,
once I saw the design online this morning,
yeah,
I was sold.
Me too.
I didn't even know that I could still see it, because we all know of like the Kardashian card kind of scam if you know like the lore behind them, but I didn't actually know like the different designs you could get.
Yeah. And
looking at them this morning, I was like, I need this right now.
I know. The purple, like, it's yeah. So 2010s, but, like, I really, really enjoyed it. Okay, let's move on to the Kardashian collection. This was a clothing line at Sears, and I believe that it was also in Macy's at one point. It ran from 2010 to 2015, and it was, like, decently successful. It was all over Canada, where I live, and it was exactly what you expected, like polyester, zebra print, shiny satin, like kimono-like cardigans and stuff like that, black leggings. But they did receive backlash for like a sweatshop production, which is fair. Like, yes, we shouldn't buy clothes from unethical like sources and stuff like that. I will say though, it's like every brand, especially celeb brand, like has this unless they like specifically state it. Yeah. And they just got so much heat. Like they have always had someone fucking with a foot on their neck. Like I'll just say that.
Of course. And yeah. It's when they're them, it's kind of hard not to, because everyone kind of, since they're so in the public eye, everything they do is going to be investigated. But with the Sears of it all, like I remember seeing it in Sears, because this was kind of like the height of Sears. I would say like, early 2000s into like the mid 2010s before they like went bankrupt. But I don't know like how much they actually had a hand in like doing this. So even though this got a lot of backlash for like the sweatshop part of it, I don't know how much input they really had for that, as opposed to like with their own brands, they're responsible for all of it.
Yes.
But because it was run through like a big corporation like Sears, it leads me to believe that the like manufacturing of these garments were done through like Sears warehouses.
100%. I think that that was one of the like thesis statements of this episode or episodes we're going to do, is that in the earlier years, there a lot of it is like, you're right, they have very little involvement. It's almost like a licensing deal, but not.
Yes.
And then when we get to the 2020s, they are like Kylie Cosmetics, KKW Beauty, KKW Fragrance Skin and stuff like that. It's all 100% them. And yes. So it just really shows you that, A, I feel like they could just abandon projects way more easily. It shows their like lack of, yes, involvement in a lot of these things. Like it was kind of just using their name per se. And then I think it just shows you that, like, again, smart kind of scaffolding where they worked themselves up to, like if you're doing a, you know, billion-dollar valuated company like Skims, yep. It's smart 10 years later that you're starting at a company that is way more like small and manageable. So like it's smart that they just kind of like worked their way up to something like Skims.
Yeah, I think this is really the era in kind of all of their careers where they're throwing everything at the wall to see what sticks, because they still are relatively new in this kind of space and they're still really trying to figure out what their lane is and prove themselves. And we kind of see they each have this niche now where the products really make sense. I mean, obviously now there are some like cash grab side hustles, but each of their main brands is something that really truly makes sense for their personal brand. And back then they just did not know what that was.
Yes, yes. We're going to talk about some of the apps that they created. And I think that's when they started to kind of be like, Courtney is giving detox, advice. And stuff like that, where it's like, and then Kim is giving mood boards with her outfits. Like, it just shows you that they started, yes, to like diversify. And we saw more of them on the TV show. We knew more of their personalities. So some of these things become more believable that they would have a hand in them or be interested in them.